Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Keeping it real with the Riley. I hope y'all enjoying this beautiful day like we are. And we're going to be talking to you today about true repentance. You got to go to God and repent. The bottom of your heart, just in the bottom of your stomach, just that inner man, you just got to repent. And before we start getting into that conversation today, we want to give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for waking us up this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for letting us be able to get up this morning. And thanks for being able to go and do his will. Not our will, but do his will. Just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for faith.
Thank you. Woo! Everybody's here.
Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for grace. Thank you for peace.
Ooh, that passes all understanding.
Yes, Lord. And thank you for your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just need to thank you. We can't say thank you enough.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In his name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
True. What is true repentance? It is a call to Jesus.
And cry out. And mean it.
Right.
And mean it from the bottom of your heart. From that, you know, that little get in your stomach. You know when you get scared. I mean, really scared. You done did something. You really, really scared. You get that knot, you know. Yes. Lord, forgive me.
Yes. Truth.
That's true.
Come with us to 1 John 1:7-9. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Glory.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
Yes.
And the truth is not in us.
No.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen. Thank you.
God is good. And he is good all the time.
Thank you.
All the time.
Thank you.
You know, one of my favorite books that I use to get quotes from and everything is 100 Verses Every Christian Needs to Know by Freeman and Smith, LLC. And on page 293, tell me, true repentance. Beth Moore, she says, real repentance is always occupied, accompanied by godly sorrow. Asking God to forgive us a sin that we have not yet committed. And, I messed that up, y'all. Let me repeat that for y'all.
Get it right.
Asking God to forgive us a sin we are not yet sorry we committed is a waste of time. So that's why when you quote something, don't try to remember it. Read it for what you wrote. And I'm going to read that to you again. She said, real repentance is always accompanied by godly sorrow. Asking God to forgive us of sin we are not yet sorry we committed is a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to go punch somebody, and say, Lord, forgive me, I'm about to punch this child. That's not asking for forgiveness. That's not true forgiveness. You know, that don't get it. Mm-mm. Ask God to forgive you for something that you didn't even commit.
It didn't do it.
Oh, man.
No. I
messed up again. You know, when your child is out of your mouth, you got to give them spanking. And Lord forgive me, you know, I don't want to spank this fool if I got to do this. Well, that's not true repentance. Well, and I'm just using that as an example. We've all done some things, you know, gone some places, you know, those people that drink, you know, you go and get you a drink, and before you get that drink, Lord forgive me, because I know I shouldn't have this drink that I need. That's not true repentance. But God know my heart. Yeah, God know your heart. He know you're not sincere. So when you're sincere, you make an effort. You make an effort.
Lord, forgive me to put that drink down. That's
right.
What I do.
Lord, forgive me. Put that drink down.
Well, I failed that shit a couple times.
I did too.
Yeah,
man. Thank God for deliverance.
But I didn't know.
But see, that's why we're here. That's why God has us as his little vessel to use us as he chooses to use us. And this is what he gave us to deliver to the people.
Yeah.
So we're going to deliver this word to you. John 8, verses 1 through 9. And this is how it reads. It says, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. When they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. So we're going to come back to that. Okay? How did y'all know she was in the very act? We're coming back to that. We're saving that for another time. Who was spying? And why was y'all spying? We had a peeping Tom. We will come back red on that peeping Tom. Verse 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, and so he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself, that is, and said to them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Then he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last, and Jesus was left alone as the woman standing in the midst. See, right there, Jesus challenged the people. He challenged them. You know,
man.
He said, so, so, anybody that's about sin, y'all go ahead and cast that first stone at her. You know, who is without sin that can cast the first stone? So, right there, Jesus was challenging them. That was a challenge. Have not we all sinned? And we all sin at one time or another. Don't mean you gotta continue to wallow in, but we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Throw that stone, dude.
You know we throw that stone.
We throw that stone.
We throw it.
Yeah.
But you know, God is good. Thank God for grace and mercy. Because without grace and mercy, where would we be?
That's right. You know, because you throw that stone, you hid your hand. That was the sin right there when you throw that stone.
Because you didn't want nobody to know you throw
it. That's right. And then you try to put it on somebody else.
You know.
And that's a lie right there. You know, you just keep getting deeper and deeper. So look out. Look out.
We are able to be completely forgiven of all our sins. Jehovah God sees us through the eyes of Jesus. Therefore, when we ask for our forgiveness, he sees Jesus. God is just to forgive us of our sins. When we are sincere about asking for forgiveness, my beloved, you got to be sincere.
Amen.
True repentance.
Yes.
It's a call.
Yes.
Come
yes.
to Jesus. Acts. Wow. Acts 19:4 says, then Paul said, John Billy baptized with the baptism of repentance, sending to the people, they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. In other words, John said, I'm baptizing y'all right now, but Jesus is coming. And when he comes, he got something for y'all. Get ready. Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Watch out. Jesus is coming your way.
Holy Ghost.
Matthew 9:13, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. He said, come on, y'all that sin. Come on, I'm waiting.
Man.
If you're righteous, then hey, talk to the sinner.
Yes.
Speak a word in his life. Send him on over here.
Glory, glory, glory. Shabbat.
Talk to him. Speak to him, Martin.
So get on your job.
Get on your job.
Get on your job.
Mark 1:4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. That means that if you can repent, God will take your sins.
Yes.
Can't take them.
Yes.
He'll see you in the eyes of Jesus.
And
glory. He will see you in the eyes of Jesus and will cast that sin into the lake of forgiveness.
Glory, 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 glory.
He loves you just that
yes.
much.
Yes.
Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. That means that when you repent, the angels get happy.
Amen.
They get happy.
Okay.
We were at a church, and visiting the church, and we went with his brother to a church, and pastor was calling people out, laying hands, and it was a Holy Ghost good time.
Amen.
And but people came down to get their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rejoicing in the
yes.
spirit. We were just crying out, yes. singing the praise of God and thanking God for the soul.
Yes.
And the people around us were looking at us like, what is wrong with them?
Mm-hmm.
But I was taught that when the soul is saved, that's added to the kingdom of Jesus. And we're supposed to rejoice. I was taught that the angels in heaven is rejoicing.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, lead him either 99 or either 1. So we're supposed to rejoice.
Man.
I was happy for this soul.
Yes.
This is another brother, sister saved from the damnation of hell. I was happy. But I was rejoicing and praising God because I had a reason to rejoice because my daddy was moving.
Amen. And I didn't want the angels in the house to be rejoicing by themselves.
You know, and I don't want the rock crying out for
me. Hey, you know.
I want to cry out for myself.
Like, come on. Let's have a party.
Luke 24:47 says, "As that repentance and remission of sins should be preached into the his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that the apostles and disciples were obedient.
Because
if they had not been obedient, if they had not done their job, then I wouldn't have this opportunity to be before you. I wouldn't have the opportunity to be saved and to be forgiven of my sins. But I got to say thank you for obedience.
You.
And this is why obedience is so important.
Ooh.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Because
when you're obedient, then you don't know who you're blessing. You don't know what door you're opening for someone else. Remove self. Don't worry about yourself.
Man.
When you've been obedient, you're taking care of. God got you.
Glory.
But a lot of times, God has set us up to bless somebody, because that blessing is going to come back on us.
Amen.
So just be obedient.
Amen.
I can promise you, my beloved.
It feels good, too.
Oh, yes, it feels good.
Amen. It feels good.
You know, Acts 20:21 says, "Testify both to the Jews and also to the Greeks. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Thank you for preaching. Thank you for church.
Yes.
To all the men and women of God out there, thank you for spreading the word.
Because
yes. Without the obedience of our foreparents, without the obedience of our Christian brothers and sisters, without their obedience, without them listening and being led of the Holy Spirit, we never could have had the Bible. You know, I was reading to my husband. I just happened just to look on. I was on online doing some research, and I already know this stuff, you know, and me and my husband, we talk about this stuff. But that kind of stuff come back to you, you'd be like, wow. And I was reading the King James Bible when King James said, "Authorized it to be written." And I was like, dang, babe, it took 7 years.
Amen.
7 years for them to translate this for us.
Yes.
7 years. And you know what? Thank God. Because, look, they translated, it took them 7 years not to be translated. Come on. Technology, what God? But what if King James couldn't follow the unction of the Holy Spirit, because you know there was only the Holy Spirit leading them. What if he hadn't followed the unction of that and had the Bible translated? Where would we be?
We'd be in trouble.
You know, so
we
just never know who you're blessing and how you're blessing them. You never know.
The word, just the word can be a blessing.
2 Peter,
though.
Yes.
Shabbat.
3:9. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, and that some may count slackness, but is long suffering toward, but long suffering to not willing that they should perish, but that they should come, that they should all come to repent."
Yes.
Come on. Come.
Come to Jesus.
Here you go. Come to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. Come to him right now.
Yes.
You got to know him for yourself.
Yes.
Not your mama, not yes. your daddy, not your sister, not your brother. Repentance, it don't matter if you're young or old. It don't matter. To see even 2 year old knowing they're wrong.
Mama done got you this wrong. She's praying. Like my grandmother was a praying woman. She prayed. I know she's praying. I know she prayed. She had to be praying. Granddaddy, too. Had to be praying for me to get as far as I got.
Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance.
Because, see, I didn't care anything about myself. And thank God for my grandma and my daddy.
Yes, yes.
You know,
God is just so good. And we take him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to tell you how good he is. He loved us. He loved us so much that he can you imagine giving your only child to die?
Mm-hmm.
Sacrificing your only child so that you can bring somebody in to your family.
Your child
for
another child next door.
That's love.
That's
love.
You know.
That's love. Yes, sir. We're gonna talk about this. John 3:16-19 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him, excuse me, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yes.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Mm.
And this is the condemnation, the light, it's come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Y'all, my beloved, all this is saying if you want to walk with Jesus, you must walk in the light. You got to choose the good and not the bad. You got to choose what's right and not what's wrong. You know the difference.
You know
a 2 year old knows the difference. You need to know. My favorite,
yes.
One of my favorite things to watch is ARV. Funny stuff, because it just amazes me how foolish people is. 2 year old, at the recital with his sister and his parents, he's supposed to be watching his sister. He's not watching his sister. He's trying to get to the little treat table. And cookies on the treat table.
Sweet table.
Yeah, there you go. He's trying to get over there. So he knows he ain't supposed to be there. So he easing over there. He easing.
Yeah.
And just as he was sticking his hand up there, somebody said, "You ain't supposed to do that. What you doing?" And he jumped. And he backed up, shame face. But he knew he was wrong.
Ouch.
You know, and 2 years old, he knew the difference between right and wrong when he'd been taught.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "I'm sorry." Now, what, 2 years old, that's not an invasion here. But he didn't say, "I'm sorry," trying on his way back over there to get another cookie. He tried to touch it, get another cookie.
He was saying, "I'm sorry," instead of picking it up, you know.
You know, and that's how a lot of people is. We say, "I'm sorry, I repent," but at the same time of being sorry and repenting, we still doing what we were doing.
Wow. That's right.
You know, well, "I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me, but I know I shouldn't, but I just love this woman. And I just gotta go. I just gotta go be what? What you fornicating? But now you asking God to forgive you before you go commit the fornication or the adultery, whatever it is. You know, you asking to forgive you when you know that you're about to go sin. Now that's not true repentance. No. Now you're on your way to hell. I don't know if you do that in real. You know, God holds me accountable for not telling you, for not giving you what he gave me. So I just got to give it to you. Hey.
Wow.
I got to give it to you.
What they're trying to do, big God, go along with them.
Yeah.
Jumping in, mess with them.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is this. You hair in the hell with gasoline underwear.
Yeah, 5 gallons in your hand.
You know?
Hey.
Let's get this thing right.
Yeah.
Let's get it right. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I'm out here to win souls for Christ.
Amen.
It's not easy,
glory, glory.
But it's right.
Glory.
It's not easy, but I promise I will be as good as I go.
Yes.
Some folks still get on my nerves. Because, you know, it's like you talk to them, and it goes in one ear and out the other. But you know what God had to remind me of? That was me at one time. That was me. Knew right from wrong. It had to be down in me. But don't go beat up folks trying to get this down now. You just plant it and keep going.
I don't see.
If somebody had planted those seeds and not tried to beat me with it, I would have listened.
Yeah.
God is just saying he wants a relationship with you. It's never too late. He's always at the door, always waiting. He's a gentleman. He ain't gonna kick that door down. Mm-mm. He's gonna wait for you to open it. So you have to want this relationship with God. And if you want to walk in the light, if you're tired of going through and being in the dark, then pray this prayer with us. Father, I repent right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
Yes.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior.
Yes.
I believe that he rose again on the day,
Lord,
and is seated in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
I accept Jesus now as my Lord and Savior and my life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer,
glory,
then you are saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome, welcome to the family.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, good church. If you are attending church and you have never joined, and that's what God said, you go ahead and join. Let the pastor know that you're saved. If you attending the church, but the pastor know that you're not saved, then you know what? Let him know that you're saved now.
And if you decide to go to a church, you know, and you see, you know, you say, well, they, I don't like the way they do this, or they do this, or they do that. Well, you know what? Don't stop going to church. Just go to another.
Amen.
Because God might be trying to send you somewhere else.
Yeah, so he will make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
So
don't stop. That could be God leading you to another.
Oh, yeah, Robbie.
You know, so, you know, but we are quick to let the flesh take over.
Ooh.
You know. We are quick to let the flesh take over.
Yeah.
But go in there and have an open mind.
Yeah.
An open mind and let God take over your mind. And he will lead you.
He will lead you right your
mind. He will lead you
to order your steps.
And, you know, the best thing you can do is just ask him.
Ask him. Yeah, answer. That's it.
You will answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, God is good. If you are homebound and you're not able to attend the church, then we invite you to continue watching our ministry and to ask that you just spread the word about the ministry, to be our ministry. Prime ministry, there's so many ministries on. Prime ministry. Be led of God to prime ministry, yes. And ask God to show you what ministry is real. Because you want a ministry that is real, that is ministering to your needs.
Good song.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy song. Good song.
We love you. And we are out of time. So until next time, be blessed. And know that God loves you.
Yes.
Tell somebody what he did for you.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.